Charlotte Martin?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Nicole Olson?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Carrie Faith?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. Moving on to, oh, we're already at our administrative reports. We'll start out with Superintendent Clint Sanders' report.
Okay, well, welcome back, everybody. Good to see you. I went to the annual summer meeting in Juneau, the end of July, for the fly-in. That's where we have a day of meetings with superintendents and the executive director there, just getting kind of updates on what's going on. And then we also have a day with the Department of Ed, and they go over kind of what's happened since the end of the school year, and then just prepping for the upcoming year. Conversations about assessments and what's going on there, which we are not going to be getting our results as soon as we thought. I know we're surprised, but it'll probably be at least October, maybe November. That's all going to kind of keep a little more streamlined as it goes along. Karen is up there, Morrison, starting her new job. She was at the training 5 days on the job, I think she was in, so she came to that. It was good to see her, and she's jumping in with cold feet. They have hired and appointed a new commissioner. That's Dina Bishop. She was the superintendent in Anchorage for a while and out in the Mount Sioux. She is now the acting commissioner, and I think Heidi Teschner is the deputy commissioner. So that also happened in July. Wanted to recognize all of our maintenance and custodial crew for the work they've done over the summer. There's been a lot of activity around here. They are still cramming in a lot of stuff to do in the next 8 work days before kids are here. So, or 9, I guess we have that Monday. So anyway, a lot of work and a lot of kudos to Aaron Buller and all of his crew. As you note on the personnel action, we have been busy hiring. We are set for the year. We do have Bev Cirks has agreed to step back in as a long-term sub for the upper math classes. She would be, she is a rock star coming back and doing that for us. She would very much be thrilled if we did still find a math teacher who wants to come just make Petersburg their home and come join us for good. So as we say this in Radio Land, if you know people out there in your life that are math teachers looking for an Alaskan adventure, send them our way, but we certainly are grateful to Ms. Cirks for coming back and joining us for this year, and she'll be fantastic. If we are lucky enough to have her here, she's great. She's a great math teacher, so we're super lucky. Grants, busy with lots of grants this summer. Carly Johnson McIntosh wrote a grant for a couple $100,000 for USDA and Healthy Meals Initiative. That's going to bring in some funding for professional development and some help offset some different menu items that she can be preparing and some and just really a lot of staff training too. So that's great. And also a component of that is we'll help pay some of our nurse salary. So kudos to Carly for all that work. Also a huge shout out to Heather Kahn and her work on the Comprehensive State Literacy Development Grant, the supplemental grant. It's a 1-year grant. Wrote it for about $150,000, and then they contacted us and offered us another $70,000. So it is also all about a lot of professional development, a lot of training, a lot of on-site training with the new reading program, and Heather will talk, I'm sure, a little bit more about that, but it allows for them to actually come on-site and do some coaching and working with people, which we wouldn't have necessarily been able to afford. So huge shout-out to Heather on that one. Also working on a grant, I think I mentioned it when I sent an update to you guys in email, but a grant with Alaska Staff Development Network and the Council of School Administrators on it's a performance-based look at teacher evaluation and administrator evaluation, and again, also professional development. So looking at John Hattie's research and visible learning, so instructional support. So we will know more about that in September. We don't have to write that one. We just have to do all the work for it. So great opportunities. Spent some time this summer meeting with a couple of reps from AvTech up in Seward. We are going to be trying to implement a program to do small engine repair. It's an online course. It's a 100-hour course that we would like to be able to offer through our school, and then kids can end up with that certification, and then they can go do the actual practical part of it and, you know, end up with being able to do that kind of work. So they came down and met with us. They met out at Rockies. It's a Yamaha program. That's what it's based, but it doesn't have to be Yamaha. It can be any small boat engine or small engine. So if they get certified, they can do that kind of work. So working on that. We have a safety summit coming up in September. I think Katie has her name in the hat to attend that as a board member, and we have five other team members who will be attending that, and that is a summit that they did for about 3 years before COVID. So it's been kind of on hold, and now they're bringing it back. So it's about school safety. It's about, and not just hardening and you know, doing the work in the building, but also all the other pieces that go along, mental health supports, all of that. So that it's happening in September. We have a school board seat up, and I think Katie Holman is planning to throw her name back in the hat. So we're thrilled Yay. About that. Katie, I think that's it for me.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any questions, comments? Okay, we'll move on to the elementary principal's report. Principal Conn, welcome back. Or how much did you actually leave?
Yeah, you've kind of been here.
I did. Okay. I just had one update. Unless you wanted some more information on that, I can't see you like this. I can see my computer, though, on this CLSD grant. My little update from the board report is about the school improvement plan, and I'm hoping that we could move forward. Part of our school improvement last year found that the community as a whole is feeling that we could do a better job at communication. And so we're looking at our building. I thought that we could hopefully look at the overall school communication plan for the district and maybe partner to make a building-to-building communication plan. And so looking at the board policy 1100, communication with public, and maybe looking at one plan per building, and thinking that. So I was looking at a work session that maybe we could host, or some research on other board policies that have communication plans out there, and looking at what everybody else does in Alaska, and then bringing something here. We have kind of outlined our plan, but I'm going to be meeting with our school improvement team tomorrow, and then again in September. I think we're meeting weekly or bi-weekly to look over this and to keep ourselves on track. Mr. Brinkman here, but I'm not sure.
Molly,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Thank you. And we did, like Erica had said, we got the comprehensive literacy grant, which was really excited. I think she heard me all the way from her house as I was yelling in joy and leaping everywhere. And my kids were like, what is going on? Because that was great, because it was all a professional development grant. And that means a lot for our district. One of the best things, I think, is that we could actually bring our new ELA curriculum specialist, the CKLA Amplify team, here at Petersburg. Over at the elementary school one-on-one. It's exciting. Any questions?
Thank you. All right, exciting. Middle school, high school principal report, our new principal, Brad King, welcome.
Hi, I've been at work for a little over a week now, so there's not a whole lot to report other than we've been meeting, going over handbooks with the administrative team, working on that, trying to smooth out some rough edges on those things and make those things a little better for everyone. Then I'm also meeting with Jamie and on these, try to get things. We've a meet with the secretaries as well, and we're really feeling like effort going in the office so that we can support the kids, and support the teachers, and make sure it's a successful year. I'm very happy to be here. Exciting for me. And away all my red clothing and got all my blue clothing out. So I'm in good shape now.
Jamie's getting you out.
Yeah, he's getting me out there. Thank heavens for that. I am just excited to be able to work with the superintendent and board. That is excellent. I just thought the whole thing. Or any questions you might have for me that I might be able to answer.
Not yet, yeah, thank you.
Thank you. All right, next we'll move on to Director of Activities, Mr. Cabral.
Hi, all.
Hello.
Got a tan this summer, so I'm trying to keep it. Not today. Before everyone left for summer, we still had some activities rolling. PHS Track and Field had a great turnout at the state tournament in Palmer, which is, it was a long time since it's been in Palmer. And great turnout for PHS Track and Field. Rick Cumps, individual state champion in our long jump and triple jump. So before the school year starts, we will put his name up on the board, along with Kyle Biggers, who is our state champion wrestler, before he takes off. All these kids slowly leaving for college, kind of fun seeing them around. And then our high school baseball team finished sixth at the state tournament, and lots of individual accolades up there too. Cross country is rolling. We are 2 weeks into our season already. Swim is rolling. So if you see kids early in the morning running around, you probably have. They've been a little wet the last couple of days, but it's been good. Middle school cross country starts the 23rd of August. Anyone looking for information, go to our website. There's a ton on there. Hopefully you guys, if you have a middle school or a high schooler, you got emails from me in July. Sorry. But just information out there. Knock out your physicals fast. If you can, we got a lot of support over there at the hospital trying to get all the kids in for physicals. And paperwork's rolling in. Good job on Planet HS, people. You guys are doing wonderful on that. We'll help you out after this. And it's never too late to join. Just got to hit your minimum practices for high school. So if there's people out there not sure how to still join, just holler and we'll get you in the system and all of that. The grant is awesome. Erica was able to send out some grants. Mine finally got fully approved today. And we are revamping our weight room just a little bit with some new equipment and some new stuff. We are getting a lot of use out of that lately. A large amount of students coming in. So awesome. So we're going to revamp that. If you ever take a peek in there, we've got some new things going up on the walls, just trying to make it a nice, healthy fitness place for that's it. Questions? Don't forget to buy your new gear. Viking store link is on the website. 20% off right now. There's a code. Use the code. Go buy your gear. Yes. I know. Yeah. Refill your blue stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, I could give a little plug for that. Thank you for reminding me. So when I went to my meeting this summer, the department had some ARPA COVID money, you know, there's a deadline for it, September 30th, and so they were able to use that money and take it and spend it toward or determine a way to get it out into the hands of teachers and people, and so that's what they did. They created this opportunity for any teacher in the state of Alaska could apply for a $1,000 grant.
Oh, that's right. I did hear about
and
that.
So,
yeah.
So they told us that on a Monday, whatever it was, the 29th, and then they gave us that information. We're like, well, can we let people know now, like before it goes, you know, live, so they could order things? And yeah, we could. So everybody was like putting in their orders that night and the next day and stuff. But I don't think I've heard of anybody in the district not getting funded yet. Yours hasn't gone through yet? Okay. There's a lot of people who did.
Yeah.
Only $40 over? I did say if you spent over $1,000, there were other donors. It says donors.org or something. Anyway, so people will like match those funds and, you know, it can happen. So anyway, but a ton of people got funding for all kinds of things. Sensory stations and yeah.
Oh,
neat.
Cool.
Okay. We'll move on to our committee reports. Probably haven't hardly anything, if at all, since we haven't been meeting really, but crisis, probably not. Going to imagine.
Just going to the safety summit that mm-hmm. Erica already talked about.
Curriculum this fall, what would it be? What are they reviewing?
It's social studies, but they're not done with the standards yet.
Oh.
So we may have to change the rotation again.
Okay.
Maybe next month we'll probably bring a new rotation. Remember, we did it last year and changed social studies. We keep bumping it out because we're not done
doing
the
standards.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't make sense to
it. Yeah. Okay.
Facilities? We're going to be talking about the community or the CIP a little bit later.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No legislative liaison. we don't have any contracts coming up We do, don't we?
We do. We have teacher negotiations this spring.
Okay.
I'm happy to jump over there from.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, Nicole, I'm writing it down now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You too, Sarah?
Sure.
Who else is dying too?
Yeah, I'm happy to step aside if someone else is interested. Okay. Policy, well, probably next month then.
Yeah.
Technology, probably the same thing, pretty quiet. And then wellness, well, Katie, we're going to have, you can still do that?
Yeah.
Okay. And Nicole, you want to just step over to negotiations?
Yeah.
That's going to be pretty time consuming, or could be. Okay. All right, next we'll move on to special recognition. This is very exciting. Each year, the Alaska Children's Trust recognizes individuals that have demonstrated dedication and commitment in working toward preventing child abuse and neglect by ensuring that children are living in safe, supportive, and nurturing communities. Get to know our champions for kids is the next, in the next few it says pages, but it says to see who we celebrate. So they're celebrating online. You can go out to their website, get to know our, it's called Champion for Kids. And it's acknowledging Alaskans that contribute to Alaska's children, youth, and families. The Champion for Kids Award recognizes Alaskans for their contributions to Alaska's children, whether through their professional employment, volunteer work, community activities, or active work with children. And this year, yay, our very own Jamie Cabral will be honored with this award. And you can go out to the website, AlaskaChildrenTrust.org, to find out more about it. But it sounds like not only they're coming here also to present it. So congratulations, Jamie.
Thank
it's
you.
Very well deserved for you. I don't know if we have anything to add to that, but that
he
was pretty exciting.
He's going up in September.
Anchorage on the 20th for their big fundraiser, the massive fundraiser mm-hmm. that they have. And there's three of us total in the state getting recognized. And then we'll do a local celebration.
Okay.
Great. It's very exciting.
Sure. Okay, we'll move on to old business. We don't have any, so we'll move on to new business, which the first action item is our food service price increase. Effective July 2011, the USDA issued a paid lunch equity policy memo. It was called SB39-2011. This policy requires that school food authorities participate in the National School Lunch Program to ensure sufficient funds are provided to the nonprofit school food service account for meals served to students not eligible for free or reduced price meals. There are two ways to meet this requirement, where either through the price charged for paid meals or through other non-federal sources provided to the nonprofit school food service account. Since we do not receive funds from the general fund, we must increase our prices. And according to the state's calculations, we should charge $5.07. However, rather than making such a large jump, we are going to go to $3.75 and increase incrementally. At this time, we'll also be increasing the price of adult meals. The minimum adult payment should reflect the price charged to students paying the school's designated full price, plus the current value of federal cash and donated food assistance. If an SFA undercharges the adult meals, then you are essentially subsidizing the adult meal using federal reimbursements. Therefore, the SFA needs to charge the amount of the free meal based on the minimum federal registered cost plus the commodity value, or charge more than the food cost. So we are suggesting we raise the price of an adult meal from $6.50 for lunch and $6.50 for lunch and $4 for breakfast. Still the biggest, best bargain in town. So I will make a recommendation based on this information to cover the cost of the universal breakfast for all students and increase the price of student lunch from $3.50 to $3.75, and the adult breakfast from $3 to $4, and the adult lunch from $5 to $6.50. Do I have a second? Okay, Jay seconded. Any discussion, further discussion or questions?
Good reminder to get our migrant ed paperwork in right. Mara. Go.
Very much so. Every migrant ed student counts towards our community eligibility for our schools. Middle and high school are still within those programs, so their students will receive free breakfast and free lunch, all middle and high schoolers. The elementary school is just on the cusp of being a community eligible school, and any migrant application helps add towards that total, where we would then be able to have all meals reimbursed by the Fed.
Could we have a little bit of an explanation on what makes you eligible as a migrant ed student? For some people, if they've moved to town recently, they may not understand what falls in that.
Migrant education is designated as families that go out and either commercially fish, that's to be finfish or shellfish, for their family, for their income, or they can subsistence fish for, to offset the cost of living in this area. They can go out and do logging, or they could go out and do berry harvesting in order to stock their food stores for the winter, although it has to be on public lands. It can't be on like a private piece of property. They have to do those activities outside of our borough. So that's what would be considered that they have moved from our borough. And our boundaries are quite large, but if you go south to Wrangell, that's outside of our borough. You can go west to Totem or past Portage, that's outside of our borough, or north up by Juneau. And it's a total of 7 nights outside of our borough doing those activities within 1 calendar year.
And they don't have to be consecutive.
They do not have to be consecutive. They just have to be within a calendar year.
So hopefully that helps for some people that maybe are wondering if they qualify or not, or could qualify with a little bit different summer activities they might be able to.
It's always best to just submit the paperwork and, I mean,
yeah, it's not going to hurt.
And it helps our school. It helps all of our students.
And that's the same with the free and reduced paperwork for all of our elementary families, is to just do it. Even if you're not sure, just do it. If you need help, you know, we'll help you. Mm-hmm. Carly will help you. We'll help you. So all of it, just if you're not sure, just do it, because it could be very helpful for you and your kids, and it can also help the district overall. So
we strongly recommend you go ahead and do it, even if you are not sure if you would be eligible. Okay, motion's been made and seconded to increase the student lunch from $3.50 to $3.75, and the adult breakfast from 3 to 4, and the adult lunch from $5 to $6.50. Mara, could you please call the roll?
Charlotte Martin?
Yes.
Cole Olson?
Yes.
Katie Holman?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Gray Cade?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. All right, we'll move on to action item 14.2, which is our capital improvement plan that we were just talking about. It's a 6-year capital improvement. So a long-term capital improvement project, or CIP plan, is an important step in securing state funding for major maintenance and building projects. The facility committee met with Ray Weisbaum, the borough building official and code enforcement officer, and David Landis, our CERC representative, which is the Southeast Regional Resource Center, and who helps navigate the state and federally funded school building projects for us, as well as our school board member, Jay Lister, was also there to review and prioritize the 6-year plan. So I'll make a motion to approve the capital improvement project 6-year plan. If I could have a second.
Second that.
Motion is made and seconded by Carrie, and we'll have a discussion then. Anybody had any questions or concerns about it, or we'll kind of go over it maybe. We have it up.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. So the roof replacement project has actually been the number one priority on our list for several years, but obviously the last couple of years have brought it really to light, and we've actually been, you know, the borough has put money toward the architecture and engineering work that started last summer, and Sarah was actually involved in that process as well when we were reviewing proposals for different companies that had put out a bid, and so we did end up going with LCG, which is a company out of Anchorage, and they had done some pretty extensive work. They came up with about 3 different options. We talked with the board about this last year. And then one of them became, which was actually the one we wanted, preferred, but could not be done because of the snow load issue. Mm-hmm. That was a big part of it. So these numbers are pretty accurate. I mean, they're as accurate as they can be based on whatever prices might change, you know, with inflation and just the cost of getting things here. But it is a $4.3 million project. And our goal with this is we will have an application ready to go to be submitted to the Department of Ed to be added to the formal list that goes to the legislature this next year, which, you know, who knows what will happen. I mean, this project is going to have to go forward on some level. We have already talked to the borough about that it's likely this will be going out for a bond, not this year, but the plan would be for it to go to a general bond to the community next year. Jody and Steve are both aware of this and involved in this conversation. So, and I believe we have at least one other project, if not two. I think the Voc Ed project goes off, and the pool actually goes off soon as well. So it'll be part of that general process for people in the community. Just FYI, that's coming down the road. I don't know what will end up being reimbursed. I mean, it used to be 70-30, then there were projects that were 60-40. It might be 50-50, who knows? I think at the end of the day, I think they only funded, what, the top five projects or something on the CIP list the legislature did, because the governor returned, used the veto pen. And anyway, so who knows where it will go? We have to have a new roof. We are working with our borough and our processes to move forward with it regardless, but hopefully it will be end up on a list, mm-hmm. you know, for some sort of reimbursement at the state level. The second priority on there is we have been working, as we all know, we are tied, whether we want to be or not, to very closely to the pool and the community gym building. We are intertwined. And as such, that whole facility is still listed as an educational facility. It is on the books that way at the Department of Ed. For those of you who haven't walked past the district office or this end of the building, they have, you know, that whole thing is dug up. They've had to do that whole sewer line project. They are working with the same person that we work with, David Landis, to make sure that they may be able to submit, we all may be able to submit their project also on a list. And it could happen this year as well, be on the same, you know, capital list. Our project with the roof would receive the most points because it is our number one priority. But this one could be a reimbursable project.
That 641 the borough's cost right now to do the sewer line, or our portion?
We are not paying anything toward that, but we could apply for reimbursement
on their behalf.
Which does go through the borough. All this funding does. With the roof. So that's why that's on there. The next one is a project that we have worked with David to combine together. So it has started with needing to look at all the exterior doors for safety concerns related to, we're way out of date on our keys. Mm-hmm. We have got to get some sort of an electrical system, a fob system, and something that we can monitor more closely. Of course, once you start messing with the doors, then you move into the ADA world. Mm-hmm. So one thing leads to another. Once you start looking at that, then you have to replace those. That's new hardware. We also need to have ADA upgrades to the front doors with the button, you know, for people to be able to go in and out if they have a wheelchair. That needs to happen regardless also. And windows have to be replaced on those same entrances. And then within that setting, this is all going to basically be a school security and access project. The whole thing is all going to be rolled into one. And David said that's the best way of securing that type of funding and reimbursement, is to have a full project. And that mm-hmm. means looking at the high school main office that we've talked about a little bit last year, reorganizing that for better view, better access. And we've already paid for some of those plans to be done. So we're moving that direction, but that will probably be about a $1.5 million project by the time that ends up being on a list somewhere. The fourth one, if you go down a little bit, these other ones are not new. And Jay, feel free to jump in on any of these too, because you've been on these committee meetings for a few years. The electrical upgrades are not new. That's been on there for a while, and that does need to happen. Fifth one is high school, middle school HVAC controls replacement. The elementary has had theirs done during the remodel that we had, you know, where they peeled off all the walls. 2014. So those do need to be done. Those are the DVC controls with the HVAC system in this campus. And those are the projects that we have on the list that are going forward. And it has to be approved by the board, and then it has to be turned in by September 1st. Mm-hmm. So that's why.
Anybody else have any questions? Okay.
Looks like a good list. In an ideal world, we get them all done.
Yes.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the Capital Improvement Project 6-year plan. Let's go ahead and do a roll call, since technically if it gets approved, it's spending money. So go ahead, Mar, please call the roll.
Sure. Charlotte Martin?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgreen?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Terry Case?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Nicole Olson?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. Next, we move on to 14.3, which is just informational. It is our 2023-24 school and activity handbooks. We looked through the changes to the handbooks that are highlighted. Again, this isn't a board policy where you vote for it, but it's more of how it's carried out through our board policies. Items to be deleted are also noted and striked through. So does anybody have any questions or concerns about any of the handbooks? You're able to hopefully go through them and see that.
It didn't look like too many major changes.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully not, not any major surprises for parents, but we do encourage all parents to actually thoroughly read them so you know what the expectations are for your children in whatever building they may be in. Okay, next we'll move on to 14.4, which is also informational, which is new registration procedures, and I'm kind of excited about this. Mm-hmm. With the finalization of the former high school office becoming the main office for the middle school and high school, procedures for registration will change. The middle school and high school will register students grades 6th through 12th at the same time by last name rather than grade level from the hours of 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Beginning August 21st will be the new to district students, so that's coming up. 6 days from now, that new students to the district grades 6 through 12, and then on August 22nd, which is a Tuesday, it will be last names A through G. Wednesday the 23rd will be last names H through O. And Thursday, August 24th, will be P, as in Papa, through Z. Friday, August 25th, will be open for anyone who is not able to register on their assigned day. Math books and backpacks for 10th through 12th graders will be provided on their registration day. New to district and freshmen will pick up their Mac book and backpacks at laptop rollout night, which is Thursday, August 24th at 6 p.m. in the Wright Auditorium. Super important to make time to attend those.
Does the school have some plans of communication and getting, like, posting that and blasting mm-hmm. that everywhere? Because I'll say, as a parent of a new middle schooler this year, I had no idea this was on the radar for next week.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Just thinking about those.
Coming out all okay. blasting, I think, tomorrow.
Okay, great. Next is 14.5, also informational. It's high school email passwords reset. So all high school email passwords have been reset, and students will have their new password given to them when they pick up their laptop. If a student needs email access prior to the first day of school, they can reach out to the technology director, Mr. Painter, and his email address, if the kids don't know, it's jpainter@pcsd.us, and you can receive that information. So if you're having trouble, I would say go get a personal email for school. You know, if you're applying for college or any other reason, don't use your school one because it does get locked out at the end of the school year every year. Next, 14.6, which is really not that far away, our strategic planning session. We have it set for November 1st, 2023, which is this fall. The school district has hired AASB to help us review the district strategic plan. The last time we did it was 2017, and the planning group consisted of community members and district representatives establishing a mission statement and a vision for the district. In November 2022, the board voted to keep the vision and mission in place, and a committee of school board members and community members will help craft the goals to achieve the vision and mission, hopefully November 1st. The new date for this committee planning will be November 1st, and Timmy Tullis from AASB will facilitate the committee meeting. She has a lot of experience doing that. She helped us last time. She's also available for board training if the board members have time, and this item we can discuss what type of training we want to do. Maybe we can start talking about it now, so that she can start prepping. So hopefully most of us can be involved, or at least a couple board members involved in the strategic planning. It is a long couple of days usually. How long do we have it for this time?
So she's one full day on Halloween night, but we're not doing anything Halloween night except bringing the candy or whatever. but she's coming in that afternoon. So, I mean, you could talk to her on that afternoon, or we could do something before, and then November 1st, the whole day is an in-service day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I just actually sent you an email.
We're closed that day, so I'll be able to commit to the whole day.
Except.
We wanted to do youth mental health first.
Which day. I think we can now.
Oh.
That's my email that I just sent to you, Becky Gerland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We can do all of the things.
But you can't do both because you can't be on the strategic planning and that. But we can talk about that.
I'm sorry.
You're double booked. So, but it. I'm excited about that, though, because that will work for youth mental health. So we will, yes, we would like a couple or more. I mean, however many board members can be there, it's great. And then we usually have admin team that's involved. We usually have a couple of teachers, maybe a couple of aides. We like to have community members, and Mara has some people on a list that have expressed interest already. And
a couple of high school students, too.
We have a couple of students. And then we could also, I think she leaves on Charlotte. I know you're excited. We do really always have good food at these things, though.
That's true.
We do feed people really well, so we'll make sure we do that. We could do something in the morning as well. I mean, it's people's work week, so I know that always gets crazy. But that evening of the first is when we could do
board.
Some mm-hmm. other training, some board goal setting, some conversation, just board training in general. It's right before the AASB conference in Anchorage, which is coming up the 8th and 9th.
She offers lots of stuff you can go through, board evaluation, board goals, superintendent relationship, superintendent evaluation, superintendent goals. She could do any kind of cultural things, anything that AASB offers.
Mm-hmm.
So she probably could even walk us through our community.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking.
You know what? They have a separate survey that they'll want us to send out this fall. We should actually add that to our list to ask her. They have a survey. We need to talk about that. Yeah. Okay. They have their own.
So if anybody has any, even it doesn't even have to be a strong opinion, just an idea of what I think it'd be valuable. She's pretty. Mm-hmm. She's been doing this for what 20 years.
When she's here,
she used to be a teacher.
Advantage of her. Yeah, she's really good.
She is. She's very good, and. I think it'd be worth taking advantage of the fact that she would be around that evening if she's not totally toast from
she's
doing.
She's up for it. That's what she said. She'll do
whether
whatever.
It's even our own evaluation, which I think we struggle with on how to do it sometimes, but our own board goals. So maybe that would be something that we could include, or unless anybody else wants something, you know, pretty specific or even general. It doesn't have to be. So then we think about it and kind of revisit, but we probably should tell her by September so she's not rambling. So maybe take a moment, you know, think about it. If you get an idea, send it to Erica and me. Otherwise we can maybe just, you know, work on that, but give yourself some time, a month, to think about it and see if there's, you know, something that you want her to specifically work on with us during that time.
And we will have our meeting, because this is this is actually the third Thursday. So
yeah,
the second Tuesday.
So that should be enough time,
so
if anybody has
away.
Any ideas, and we can have another kind of a discussion about it again.
Yeah.
Just to finalize what we would like her to do with us that evening.
Yeah.
And if you guys are all free that night, to put it on your calendar. So
that would be good. Maybe plan like 6 to 8 or something that night. I don't know.
Where are we doing it? Is we doing it at the district office? The strategic planning? I mean, I know last time we did it up at the firehouse, but.
The strategic planning is at the fire hall.
Okay.
And so we have that reserved for the day, but. Your small group could be at the
in there, could be
district
here.
Office. Or
okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it matters, but I just was kind of curious.
Fine, that night. Whichever one what you guys want to do.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, we'll move on to 14.7, which is also still a discussion. Each year, the school board has hosted a back-to-school luncheon for, I don't know how long as I've been on the board, which is kind of nice because you can meet some of the new teachers. They get to know you as a board member, but it's also just nice to see our returning teachers and staff as well. So it's full staff. It's not just our teaching staff, but we have done it on the Friday when a lot of our classified staff are also back. So the date right now we've kind of looked at is Friday, August 25th. Does that work for most of you? If you can't make it, that's understandable. You know, it's fine. Usually we have had enough to still host it. And last year we did it in the Viking Cafe, so I assume we'll just do it in the same spot. That seemed to work out pretty good.
That's great.
Did we know that if there was a group that wanted to fundraise to do the food or no?
I have not gotten any confirmation.
Okay.
It's going to be you.
Okay.
You guys was nice.
Yeah,
with Marsha. With Marsha.
It was great. That was a nice thing to do. And
yeah.
I don't know if people have strong.
I think that we were kind of brainstorming at the, when we were doing the agenda setting, is doing the pulled pork and rice again. And then board members, we bring maybe as a two salads, just two of the same salads, because that seemed to be what we ran out of pretty quickly. And then a dessert being more of a sheet cake from Hammers or something that is easy to feed everybody with. Feeling like that might be doable, then maybe we'll go with that. Yeah. Menu again?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. Okay, so just double up your salads. Okay. Okay, sounds good. Any other additional comments from board members? Okay, so none. Upcoming dates and media announcements. We have the Pierceburg, just for those that are listening, our academic as well as activities calendar can be viewed on the school's website, which is pcsd.us. We also have an app. So you can download that, and that's pretty handy to look at the lunch menu every morning as school gets going. Future agenda items, I guess probably are what we want Timmy to cover would be one. Anything else that people could think of off the top of your head? Oh, I guess it would be the policy, looking at the, we're going to look at policy 1100, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe we could look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Our communication plan. Anything else?
Policy committee to.
Yeah, that would be good. If they meet before, I'd be surprised if they were able to meet before our next board meeting, but it might be. I mean, that's like, it's literally around the corner 3 weeks from now, isn't it?
Well.
Yeah, the 12th.
So not quite a month. Mm-hmm. But yes, if they are able to, that'd be great, because I think I like Heather's idea of, you know, there's probably some way we can consolidate or at least just fine-tune it so more information is able to push out. Oh,
that's safety
summit. You won't
summit.
Be here. I will be here.
Mr. King is coming, right? You're going to safety summit?
Heather and Brad will both be
and
gone.
Heather will be gone?
Jamie and I will be here.
Okay. I mean, carry on without us, but.
Okay.
Man, you might miss me.
I mean, we do.
Okay, any other new business? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to adjourn. Do you have a second?
I'll second it.
Motion has been made and seconded by Katie. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Have a good evening.
Love it. It was very fast.